Simin Shinchof Tif Yudche Mezer Hashem Yitbarach Tzvila Shnei Nikosel Levar Allah. Baby wipes, toothbrushes, scouring pads, and all types of other interesting things that you might want to hear about. Or might not want to hear about. I'll see if people leave in the middle. The Mechaber says, Chovis shepokuku bepkat shel pishtan nistaim nekev shebedeifno shemitim bayayayin yish mishamata vish yafsh shel yitzchay kush lo yeh tachta pri kimin shen enoy nene beschita zu havi psikri isha v'loy nichalei umutr. He brings on the Shita Zarech that says that by Mutzer Chayisa din Azayisa, as long as the hole is in the side of the barrel, and there's no problem to stuff it up with a shmata, even though it's behechach, you're going to squeeze something out, because what comes out goes with Ibud, and therefore it's creation of Nichalei. V'cholku alav, v'amru. I'm actually going to be mefarish it the way that the Mishnah Berurah is mefarish the Mechaber, just to read through it, I'll pee the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the Mechaber. V'cholku alav, those that are chirlik on the Arach, and they said that psikereshet lo nichalei is a problem. Af agav lo nichalei, even the psikereshu also, it doesn't make a difference than psikereshet lo nichalei. Psikereshet lo nichalei has a din of mlach shem yitzich legufa, says Taisvis, which is still asr midar abanan. Period. Ve'oilim noigun heter bedover. And the oilim is noig heter bedover does not mean, says the Mishnah Berurah, that we're noig like the Arach. Rather, they're mafriz al amido. They are being noig a heter even more than the Arach. The Arach Matar, only when it's Sikresh Lei Nichalei, there's no kli to catch the liquid which is coming out of the Shmata. And the Oilam is naik to be Matar, even when there is a kli. It's a Sikresh of Mamash Nichalei. The Shal is there, the Chorid is Mamash no Heter. The Yesh Lelamed Aleim Tchus, the Kimen Shabar Zaruka, Chutz Nen Eris, Vein Yad Magas Nen Eris, Mutar, Midi Havi Asfoik, Sheish Lebes Achizam. We could say that there is a Heter for them. Why? Because since what you're doing is you have a hole inside the barrel, and you stick a shmat inside the hole, and then what you do is you stick in this spout, the spigot, the metal piece, which goes is used as a spout for the barrel, and you stuff up that hole that has the shmat, and that forces out the liquid which is inside the shmat. Come place, you're never really holding the shmat. You're pressing into the shmat with a piece of metal, and since it's a piece of metal which is pressing into the shmat, mamil, it's like a swag, it's like a sponge that has a handle on it. And we saw beforehand at the beginning in Sif Yudzayin that there's a machlekes between Rashi the Rambam and the Ravid whether or not a tzvayg that has a handle is, it's for sure, the Gemara says it's mutter to use it. The question is, how is it mutter to use it? So since we're makel by a tzvayg which has a handle, so too this is like a handle on the tzvayg because it's a metal piece which is being forced into a shmata, which is like a handle on a tzvayg. Now the Mishnah Berurah does not speak out what that kula is. He doesn't speak out what the dimin is. He says why it's not a good dimin. The shaila is why was it a dimin in the first place? The Magen Avraham does speak it out, and he says, Lefi the Ravid that holds that a tzvoik sheyesh lebeis achiza, it's mutter to use even when your vada is going to be seichet. The way that we saw the Chazanish was masber, is because it's like a door, also liftoyah felino, it's not a problem of bain, it's such a sponge which is made to absorb and to squeeze out, it's not a problem of sita. So, and you just need a beis achiza to be kerveya that it's a sponge. That it should be miyachadet as a sponge. Meila the oilam want to be noig to be meiko like the ravid. However, yesh legamgein ba, you could be megamgein this heter. Why? The way that the Mishnah Berurah understands from the Taz. Interestingly enough, Mishnah Berurah totally disregards the Magen Avraham here, and he goes legamgein with the Taz, come out through the entire sif, and he says that we pass him like Rashi and the Ravid, Rashi and the Rambam. There is no, you can't be without mitzvah tzvayg. Because by tzvoig, Rashi and the Rambam understood that the only time that it's mutter is when it's not behechrich that you're going to do a ma'aseh tzchita. When you have a beis achiza, that it's not a psik resha that you're going to do a ma'aseh tzchita. When there's no beis achiza, then it's a psik resha you're going to do a ma'aseh tzchita. When there is a beis achiza, then there's no psik resha you're going to do a ma'aseh tzchita. So in this case, very good that you have a beis achiza, but it's still a psik resha you can do a ma'aseh tzchita. Therefore, it's not so gishmak this kula, and therefore toiv la'an higom. Therefore, it's, you should have a tarta l'tivus, so we should have two different kulais. First of all, it should be a tzvayg with a beis achiza. Second of all, take away that minhag ha'olam to leave a bucket underneath the hole of the barrel to catch the drops, make sure to take away that bucket so it should go to Ibud, and then we have the Arach. We're back to our Arach situation. Ichale, we have tied to the Tivusa. It's a Svoig, which we have a Shitas Arayvid L'Chero, that says that it's Mutter. And then we have a, even without that, even if we go like Rashi in the Rambam, we still have a Shitas Arach that says Sikresh L'Nichale is Mutter. That's how the Mishnah Brura understands the Mechaber. According to the way that the Machzor Shekel says, and the way that the Bedas Magen Avraham, there's really Tlosa L'Tivusa. There's really three Shitas of why it's going to be, three Tzadim why it should be Mutter here. We have a Ravid that says that it's Mutter. And then we have Orach that says it's Mutter. And then we have, even if you don't go like the Orach, we have Samazai. B'meleches Dosh, there's a big Shaila, when you say it's something le'ibud, what's the halacha? When you take a beged and you squeeze it out into the garbage can, what's that? Is that a meleches Dosh or not? We saw with regard to fruit that it's not considered a meleches Dosh. If you squeeze something out into the garbage can, then it's considered le'ibud, kvashim eshlachet. If it's legufan and not le'memeim, then it's mutter le'chatchila. The Shaila is, what's the story by a beged? We have a machlekes rishonim. The Rajba, the Rivash, the Rav Magid, they all say that it's mutter. However, the Ram says that it's still asur min darabanan by begadim. L'chora, the reason is because it's asur to do a ma'aseh shechita on it, and therefore min darabanan they asur it. So we have three shitas that say that it's mutter. We have, according to the Magen Avraham, we have the Ravid, it's a swig with Beis Achiz, even in the Pesek Reisha. We have Arach, even in the Pesek Reisha, Pesek Reisha le'nichalei, it's mutter. And we have the Shitas Rav Magen and the Rajb and the Rivash, that any dash which goes le'ibud, even in the Pesek Reisha, doesn't make a difference. That's not considered melechas dash, melechas chil. La'alach la'maisa, just in the machleksin, how do we come out la'maisa in the numerous machlekes rishonim that we have in the Sif? First of all, clapping the Arach. Segregation le'nichalei. How do we pass in halacha le'maisa? It's clear in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha that segregation le'nichalei, we pass in not like the Arach. And by the Araisa, segregation le'nichalei, in the Chanami, by Kol HaTorah Kula, it's going to be Asur Mid Araisa, and on Shabbos, it's going to have a din of halacha she'nitzricha le'gufa, and it's going to be Asur Mid Rabbanan. We pass in not like the Arach, rather like Rav Shita Sarishinim, that it's Asur Mid Rabbanan l'chol ha'prachas. Klapei Schita le'ibud. If you take a beged and you squeeze it out into the garbage can, how do we paskin? It's clear in the Mishnah Berurah and Kama Kremis and in the Be'er Halacha that we're choishish for the Shita Saran that says that it's asur midarabanan. I'm not sure why he takes the Ran kineged Rav the Rishon, the Rajah, the Rav Magid, the Rivash that the Magen Avraham quote, but that's how he goes with the Ran that Schita le'ibud is going to be asur midarabanan. Therefore, he has his problems when you're cleaning the tablecloth ukedeme, that even if it's going to ibud, you still have to be careful not to press down like the Taz says, because we're choishish for the Shita Saran. Then with regard to Tchita of Melechas Melabein, then that's another Machlaikis, and that is, when do we have Melabein by Begadim? Is it Dafka by water and other clear liquids? Or is it even by wine and other things? Taisus mentioned, Taisus said, it's Machlaikis and Taisus. Taisus decided that even though we're never going to be Geyser, that you shouldn't go ahead and carry something, you shouldn't wet a Beged with wine, Ukedemeh, because we're scared you might squeeze it out, because there's no tzad that a person's really going to squeeze it out, because you're not really going to be malabi. Nevertheless, if you did squeeze it out, it's going to be asur midarabanan, l'chol ha'pachas. Dainu, there is some sort of leaven which is accomplished, even though we're not scared you're going to do it, but if you did it, zikr, then it's going to be asur. Like any mosel l'shicha le'goza barabanan. Rabbanan were in Geizer, but it's mosel l'shicha. If you did it, for sure it's asur. Therefore, over here also says Taisus, we're not Geizer that you're going to come to squeeze out a beggar which is soaked with wine, because you're not really going to tuay so much of a leban. But if you did, it's going to be asur midarabanan. Or do we say no, that it's not asur at all? Once you don't have water or any other clear liquid, it's not asur at all. The mashmaris of the Mishnah Berurah with regard to that is that in Chanami, the only time that we have an isur is dafka in a case where it's something which is cleaning agent, something which could clean, dainu, something which is clear. Something which is not clear, there's not going to be a problem with labi. With regard to wine, it's not exactly clear. He does quote the Taz that says white wine has the same halachic status as water, and therefore lechera, lemonade or something like that might also, something which is very, very, or very light, chicken soup, ukedema, something which is very, very light, which is like water, that would also have the same halachic status as water. No. Depends when you put up your chicken soup. If you put it up Thursday night, then it's very dark. If you put it up Friday morning, then it's light. So then you put it up right before Shabbos, it tastes like water. We'll get to it in a minute with regard to our Thai dipping inside of the...
Oh, do you have it? Rabbi Zuber. Do you have the question?
So with regard to that machlekes... With regard to that machlekes, there's... We paskin also, it says in Mishabura, seems to paskin like the Rishinim that understand, like Yibin Utam, that there is no Malechas Malabin unless we're talking about something which is clear. Something which is not clear, then there would be no Malechas Malabin. And wine is a question exactly how the Mishabura paskins. It seems from our Sif that he's being cited like the Taz, Imamish quotes him verbatim, and that's what it seems he mentions in the Bir Alocha also, that it also has. Ayin b'taz shemaskim l'haran b'yayin lovan, says the Bir Alocha. Mashmoy says, he quotes it already at least twice, maybe three times, that's mashma that he's being maskim l'chol apachis with regard to white wine. Now, what... He quotes it on... Where's mashma? Not that way?
Yeah.
I don't know offhand where it is, but I was told that it's not mashma in every place, in maybe it's in Yontif, Hilchos Yontif, and he says taka not that way. But could be there's also in Shin Bei Siftes. We'll get to that. Yes, Hashem. Not today. The I already learned my lesson. What is the proper way of cleaning a tablecloth? Dino, if you have a plastic tablecloth which is covering your material tablecloth, then there's really not much of a question. There's not too much of a problem. There's no real schita issues that are going on there. The problem is when you do not have a plastic tablecloth which is covering your tablecloth, and something spills, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to clean it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to be extra careful, really, no matter what spills. He says you have to be extra careful when you're cleaning it. If it's something which is white, then you have to be careful not to squeeze it out, because if you're going to squeeze it out, then you're going to be malabin. And you have to be careful when you're dragging it also across the tablecloth, that you shouldn't be mechabis the rest of the tablecloth where the water did not reach beforehand. Likewise, if it's something which is dirty, something which is, let's say, beer, he says, or something which is dark, coke, ukedeme, also you have to be careful al schita, squeezing it out, al smefarik, and even if it's going le'ibud, there's still an isadar abanan. And once again, also one should be careful, try to be careful not to drag the liquid across the tablecloth, because there's a problem of tevea, like even though it's derech lichluch, but like we see in Sif Chof, that there's a problem, there's a tzad, the mechaber is mitzadeh, that you're not allowed to clean your hands on a napkin if your hands are dirty because of tevea. So to over here, even though it's derech lichluch, lechatchila, one should be careful, try to be careful not to drag. Now, what's the story with using, so therefore what does he say? Take a spoon without pressing down too hard on the tablecloth and take all the excess water out. And now what? So now it's still sopping, soaking wet. What are you supposed to do? Can you put down a napkin on top of the spill? Is there any problem to put down a napkin on top of the spill? So that, l'chora, certainly any time that it's just absorbing the water which is on top of the tablecloth, that's for sure not a problem. That's not a problem of schita. The question is, what happens when you use an absorbent bounty paper towel known to absorb up to 200% of their weight? Okay, damn it. You think I'm just saying this derech agav, we'll see that it comes up very much b'hemshech. And it's going to absorb out of the tablecloth, it's going to pull out of the tablecloth some of the liquid. Is that a problem of schita? Now, I saw that Rav Falk in his Sefer Zocher V'Shomer is taka mitzadid, is mistapik whether or not. It seems that he's even maybe unite l'achmer, that maybe that's considered a melechas yurgurim, the melechas schita. Certainly the minigur, he has a whole patent of exactly what you should do, how to pick up the tablecloth with two hands from the side. It's also we have to come on to other kulis of mukta and other things. I think the minhag of the olam is to be makel, certainly, to put down paper towels and napkins. And we don't reckon that to be considered a ma'aseh shechita. Similar l'chora to it's not even considered a grump. It's not considered a ma'aseh shechita b'chlal. You didn't do anything to be seichet. To put something down and it absorbs the water, it's al derech, maybe I would say, like we had the El Yerab and the Taz were machlekes with regard to the grapes, sticking the grapes into the barrel of wine, which is going to cause it to pop. So the Taz says, what do you mean? You're doing a schita klacharya. You're being gerim the schita. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah passes like Tal Yerah, but that's not even considered a maisa schita b'chlal. Why? You caused the maskin shezavu, but you never did a maisa schita. To put down a paper towel, even if it might, certainly if it's not a psik ratio, if so, we have to be a davar shenu miskan. But the churro, you could be mitzvah that's not considered a maisa schita b'chlal, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem to put down the paper towel. Now, the question is, what do you do after that? What do you do after you soaked up the spill? So now you have a soaking wet paper towel or napkin. How do you get that to the garbage can? Are you able to pick it up and throw it out in the garbage can? Or, now that it's sopping wet, as soon as you pick it up, it's a psik ratio that you're going to be squeezing out the liquid. Is that mutter or is that aser? Now, there's two shadows. In every schita of begadim, we always have two shadows. We have one of melabin and one of mefarik. With regard to melabin, it's clear in the paiskim, negris moishe, nechele gimel, chele beis, semenayin, and in kama v'kama, mipoiski is manenu, that they all say pe'echod, that something which is hirlichli ibud, the derech is to throw it out, and it's a chad pa'mi, it's disposable, then we don't chayshish for melech, we don't say that there's a melech libun. Because there's no toyelis to the libun b'chlal. The whole thing is going to the garbage can. It's not looked at as a melech b'chlal because you're not using it. You're not being melavin it. It's going into the garbage can. It's like beryl ibud. Something which is not a melech b'chlal. It's not in the realm of the melechas melavin because it's disposable and it's going into the garbage can. Therefore, al melavin l'chor, you don't have any chash to be worried about. The only question is, can you pick it up al dosh, al mefarik? You're picking it up, and it's a psik ratio possibly that you're going to squeeze something out. Something which is so sopping wet, as soon as you pick it up, a first psik ratio that something is going to come out. And even if it goes le'ibud, it doesn't make a difference. We know that we're asasim yidra'aban according to the Ran. And therefore, lechor should be a problem. However, it does not seem that way at all from the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Shin Aleph, which I'm not sure we're going to get to today, but in Shin Aleph Le'ilam Saw, in Sif Memvav, it says, Begadim hashruyim b'mayim, something which was soaked in water, beged which was soaked in water, asr l'nagim samach la'ish, v'asr l'tatlam shema yovel lidei tchito, v'hu shemak v'romei. If you also know how to pick it up, because you might come to squeeze it out. What do you mean, you might come to squeeze it out? And if you're not makbet al meimav, then it is mutter? Yes, says Mishnah Berurah. If you're not makbet al meimav, then it's mutter. Hainu she'ein reitza shia behem mayim, ava matloini she'shurim tamid b'mayim, ein locha she'mutter b'tiltzum. Those shmatas that are sitting in water all, the whole time, there's no problem. You let it pick it up. You're not going to be scared that you're going to come to the schita. What do you mean? But it's a secretion. As soon as you pick it up, that you're going to go and do the schita. It's not clear why. It's not clear. Some of the priests have heard it, that it's not clear why exactly it's takamutter. Maybe we don't look at it as a derech schita. We look at it as a derech tiltul. It's mamish not niskaven. We don't look at that. It's so insignificant, which is coming out and it's going to the ibud. And the way that I saw it, Ribiyat says it, he says you should pick it up gingerly. You should, which that's really what he's trying to fardin, is that it shouldn't be a psik ratio when you pick it up. Maybe that's where the minig of the olam comes. Many people, they pick it up with a fork. They don't pick it up and hold it in between their fingers, because then you're going to squeeze it out. Rather, you pick it up with, you stick a fork or a knife or something underneath it, that way it's just laying down on the fork, even though there is a little bit of gravity and pressure which is coming out. But lachor, that's not a maisa schita. You're not mamish squeezing it. It's just because of the pressure of the weight of the thing itself that is coming out. Maybe that's not a maisa schita. In addition, there's another reason why some people use forks, and that is because the beged, which is totally soaked, could very well be mukta. Since it has no ishtamchus and you can't use it on Shabbos b'chol, especially ishmata, lachorah, it could be that it has a din of graf sharei, and therefore it should be mutter outset. But if it doesn't have a din of graf sharei, then it could very well be mukta because it has no ishtamchus, and therefore, if you pick it up with a fork, it's a tiltul min atzad, and l'tzerech, the way the Mishnah Berurah learns at least, the Mishnah Berurah passes that if you have bones on your plate and other things, you'll have to take a knife and knock off the bones from your plate. It's considered tiltul min atzad, because you're not using your hand, you're using a knife to knock it off. The tzerech davar hamutter, to clean the plate. So to over here, you'll have to pick up your shmata, which is soaking wet, your napkin, which is soaking wet, with a fork. It's considered tiltul min atzad because you're not using your hands. The tzerech davar hamutter, so your table should be clean. And therefore, it would be mutter. L'chora, it seems from the Mishnah Berurah that it's not a problem even to use it with your hands for some reason, even to take it out with your hands. Nevertheless, because there's no chashash of schita here whatsoever, if a keretz wanted as much water to come up as possible to even take it to the garbage can. You do not want to be seichadit. You don't want to go on the table. You don't want it on the floor. You want everything to stay. Nevertheless, maybe it's mamish loy nichalei. Therefore, there's more of a tzad to be mekel, like we saw in the Prima Gadim. That if you, he said, when you have the flies inside of a box and you close the box, he says, if there's food inside, then it's even more kal. It's not just a psikiration loy ichbas leis, the Prima Gadim, Bir Lacha brings it down. It's a psikiration loy nichalei. You mamish do not want it. It's bad for you. And there's certain rishonim that say that even though we don't pass like the arach, but psikiration loy ichbas leis, psikiration loy nichalei, you mamish don't want it. It's fakir the kavana, that would be mutter. So over here, where your whole kavana fakir, so you're not interested in at all squeezing it out, and you just want to take it to the garbage can, in such a case, l'chura, that was the reason why the Mishnah Berurah, possibly that's the reason why the Mishnah Berurah is mekel. Alts muktzah and other things, and to get into it without, to get any shadows, it could be that it is better, though mekel the dina certainly seems that you're allowed to pick it up, gingerly, but you, to use a fork, to use a knife, or something like that, might be even better.
What's the tzad that
it's not muktzah? Well, it's a graf sharei, then it's not muktzah. So. Other than a graf sharei, it could be that by only by a beged, where the shtamshus, that's not its shtamshus, therefore it's like you're mevatel the kli mechonei, and therefore, because you can't use it anymore. Here, this is the kavanah of the kli. That's what it's meant.
A napkin
would be no, a napkin could be that. That's what it's used for. That's its shtamshus. That was its shtamshus. But now out the fact that maybe you're trying to soak up water, it would depend what you're trying to soak up. If you're trying to soak up water, you're trying to soak up grape juice, sukedema. But if you're trying to soak up water, theoretically you could say that there's no problem sikresha because it's not going to do lekarka. And the only time that we have dash is dafka indisha, we do lekarka. However, that's not the case. The Prima Gadim says that when you have a beged, which is soaked with water, even though we pass an indisha, we do lekarka, what has to be gedule karka? The liquid inside or the beged? Says the Prima Gadim, the beged itself has to be gedule karka. If the beged itself is not gedule karka and the water is gedule karka, that's not enough. We need that the beged should be gedule karka, and we don't care about the liquid which is inside. With regard to that, it's not gedule karka. The Egli Tal actually in Dosh, Simin Zayin, Oiz Dalet and Hey, he brings rayas from both Rabbeinu Tam and the Tesis Rid to this Yisoid, that just the beged, which is, contains the water, that has to be gedule karka. The water itself, the liquid itself, does not have to be gedule karka. Now, that would mean that a napkin which is made out of something which is gedule karka, some sort of paper napkins are made out of some sort of wood pulp of some sort, and therefore it is gedule karka, therefore it would be a problem. Not only that, wool, says wool or linen, are both linen is certainly gedule karka, says the Prima Gadim. Wool, he says, is gedule gedulin, l'chore cotton also is considered gedule karka. It also grows. With regard to silk, the Prima Gadim is mistapik. At the end of the Hakadama of Simen Shinchof, he's mistapik what the halacha is with regard to silk. Is silk considered gedule karka? L'chore, because it comes from a worm, a silkworm, and a worm possibly is considered gedule karka. The question is, how do we look at the silk which is inside the worm? It's sort of like a bee. Why isn't what the Gemara declares in Bechoris Navav? Why is it mutter to you to eat honey or not? Honey comes out called yetzim and tamei is tamei. So honey which comes out of a bee should be tamei. The Gemara is machalik that the honey does not go; it's not created inside the body of the bee itself. It's like it has its own little pocket inside. It's not mamish coming out of the body. It's not like the grass and the blood or whatever it is which turns into milk of the cow, which is mamish, some of the mamashas of the cow. Rather, this sort of the pollen goes into its own little pocket and comes out as honey, and therefore it's not considered yetzim min hatamei, and therefore it's mutter. Al derech zeh, by a silkworm, it excretes something. The question is that considered part of the animal itself, and therefore it's considered gedule karka? Or do we say, no, that's its own little thing, and honey is not gedule karka, so to this is also wouldn't be considered gedule karka, and therefore it's not shayach to the parsha. Interestingly enough, I did see in Shulchan Shlomo, it will come up in a minute, Be'ez Hashem, that Shlomo Zalman seems to nemon kipshutai that silk is not a problem of schita. That would be, it's not gedule karka, which, according to what that Shlomo Zalman says, it's not going to make a difference. So we're not going to make all of that. But the Prima Gadim to stop what the story with regard to silk is. If that's the case, what happens if you're bending over to get something from the other side of the table and your beautiful silk tie dips in to your beautiful silk tie dipped into the chicken soup? Can you squeeze it out? So it depends whose chicken soup it is. When did you put up the chicken soup? Did you put up the chicken soup Thursday night? Or did you put up the chicken soup an hour before Shabbos? Is it water ba'asim? Is it very clear? Or is it much deeper color? So if we understand, like the Bir Halacha, that, like the Mishnah Berurah, that the only time that we're going to have libun by the tie is dafka something which is clear, then if it's not a clear chicken soup, then in a chalami can dine, then we're not going to have libun. B'chlal, you can tie that it's not really shayach libun on a silk tie, because it ruins, any liquid is going to ruin it. If you're not going to send it to cleaners, dry cleaning, and you use water, then very often it ruins the tie if you wash it out, especially probably with chicken soup, though I haven't tried it really, but I could presume that it wouldn't be the best idea for the tie. So even if there's not a problem al t'malabin though, l'chur there's a problem al t'mafarik. If you want to squeeze out your tie, so is it gedule karka or is it not gedule karka? It's a suffix whether or not it's gedule karka. So we have a suffix whether or not it's shayach to the parasha of schito midaraisa. Even if it's not gedule karka, it's still going to be aser midarabanan. It's still going to be aser midarabanan even though it's not gedule karka l'chur.
And it's going liquid.
What's that?
And it's going liquid.
And it's going?
It's liquid and it's not gedule karka.
And it's good. So it's two darabanan. But if your kavana is to squeeze it out, in the chur it's going to be aser, like any synthetic, like hair and other things, which are going to be. But the Rambam, what?
Hair because of not synthetic,
anything, any reason. Even the Ramban. The Ramban says that there's no schit by begadim, there's not gedule karka. Nevertheless, he says that's aser midrabban. Even the Rishonim that are chulik and say that there is no schita midaraisa by begadim because they're not considered gedulei karka, nevertheless they say that it's also midarabanan. That's the Rambam clear as also like that also. That there's still going to be an issa darabanan even though it's not gedulei karka. Just it's not going to be an issa daraisa. So kumtais, if your kavana is l'chur to squeeze out the tie, even if it's l'ibud, l'churro it's two darabanan, but your kavana is to squeeze it out, I don't see that it should be mutter. Even on the side that isn't gedulei karka, on the side that it is gedulei karka, and then we're only handling one darabanan of l'ibud, certainly shouldn't be mutter. The only question is, can you take the tie and stick it into your mouth and suck out the chicken soup? This is not advisable at home. The shal is just in lumdus. Is it mutter halachically to do such a thing or not? We saw in the Mishnah Berurah with regard to the grapes that where there's a shayla of a daraisa, he says not to go ahead and squeeze and put the grapes on the outside and squeeze it into your mouth. Or if he says you let it stick it into your mouth and squeeze out the liquid there. The shayla is where you're taking your tie, you're not inserting your whole tie into your mouth, I hope. Therefore, the shayla is, can we reckon that to be considered a ma'isa achila, or is that not looked at as a ma'isa achila, and therefore, it's more like the... The shayla is considered a derabanan. The shayla is the tie considered a derabanan b'chlal. Because, on the tzad that it's gedulei karka, the suffix of the prima gadim, so we have a suffix daraisa here. Maybe the only time there will be vaday, only by a vaday deraisa we're going to be machmer. And something deraisa it won't be machmer. Maybe it'll be mutter taka to stick it into your mouth. It's not considered derech achila. Just take a piece of challah and stick it into your wine and then suck out the soap. I'm not eating the challah. I'm just sucking out the wine.
It's something you eat, something you care about.
Like
you're not eating the table.
You're not eating the table. Here you're eating the soup. You're not. Yeah, but or you could tell me that it's not considered my sachilu b'chlal because you're not taking it. It's not a derech achila, and therefore it would be the same way that we don't matter drinking from a cow, even though it's l'chur derech achila, and we're going to matter a baby to do that from a mother to nurse from a mother. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to milk a cow by drinking straight from the udder of the cow. That's not considered a derech achila because that's shloi kedarka. It's kalachar. Maybe it's kalachar. Yeah, that's the shaila. The chur over here, one should refrain. Now, that's with regard to the Ikar Halachos that are mentioned here in the Sif. At the end of the Sif, the Mishnah Berurah throws in a Rambam, which we'll see later on, Be'ez Hashem, and Shin Be'ez Sif Test, also more Barichos. The Rambam says, Hasoich Yitzar Oyor Potter Aval Oster, Rambam. Lechin, says the Mishnah Berurah, Atevel B'Shabbos Yizor Shle Yitzchot Tzairin Enavon. You have to be careful not to squeeze out your hair. If you're tevel on Shabbos, be careful not to squeeze out your hair from the water inside of the hair. Now, the truth is that it's not mafurish b'chlal in the Gemara that there's an iser at all when you squeeze out hair. The Gemara talks about a woman that's giving birth and she needs oil. The Shabbos, what's the best way to get the oil to this woman? The Gemara says the best way is to stick your hand in oil and take it out and walk to, and you can walk even through the Shusaram, Hitzok al-Achayad, and bring it to the woman. If that's not good enough, then she should dip her hair into oil, and then take it and walk through the Shusaram and bring it to her. There's no Isser Daraisa, Hitzok al-Achayad. In fact, the Gemara, very good that you don't have Isser Daraisa of Hitzok, but if Isser Daraisa of Shechita with the hair, squeezing out the hair, it should be a problem with Shechita. So the Gemara, no, there's no problem with Shechita with the hair. Why? Ain't Shechita Basar. So Rashi says, Kosher hu ve'ino boi lev. It's hard, it's not boi lev, therefore ain't Shechita Basar. Is there Rabbanan? Pshtainer, she doesn't say before. Her the passion is much more, it's ain't Shechita Basar. Ain't Shechita Basar. Ain't Mechatech Ba'ichlin, there's no der Rabbanan. Ain't Shechita Basar, it's Motelech Shechila. As a matter of fact, like that is mavur in the Rashba. The Rashba asks, he says, we just said beforehand, what's the best way to bring the oil in your hand? After that, to dip your hair into the oil. He says, I don't understand. What's the difference between putting the oil on your hand or on your hair? Both of them are kalachriyad. As a matter of fact, it's a bigger kalachriyad with your hair than with your hand. Why is it better to use your hand than to use your hair? As they affect the Rashba. Vitzarachim. Bleib shver. I don't understand. The shail is, there's a very, very, very pashat achilik between the hair and the hand. The hair, even though it doesn't have a problem of aitzah, it's aitzah kalachriyad just like the hand, there's a different isser derabanan to squeeze out hair. So you have an isser derabanan. So if you want to know which one to do, you should rather use your hand, which has no shechita, than using your hair, which has an isser derabanan. Elamayis mevur in the Rashba, that there's no isser derabanan, not even isser derabanan by shechita basar. That's mashmois also of the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Tzadi Tes. You heard the Simen Kuf Tzadi Tes? The Kolbe brings from the Ravid, he says, I don't know how a woman can go to be table on Friday night. Why do you have to be choshish shechita basar? As the effect here. So that, I don't understand what the heter is b'chlal. Says the Beis Yosef, shechita basar? As the chshash of shechita basar is no chshash. Don't worry about it. Ain't shechita basar? There's no shechita basar. Very good. This is the Darabon. Tzorech bir. Mashmois in the Beis Yosef is that there is no Isser Darabon. Now, Kim Dumani, the Mechaber, nowhere in Hilchos Shabbos does the Mechaber mention that there's an Isser, Afilu Derabanan, of Shechita Basar. In the Beis of Simen Shin Lamed, he does bring it down. He does bring down that there is possibly Isser Derabanan. However, in the Mechaber, Kim Dumani, nowhere does he ever mention that there's an Isser Derabanan of Shechita Basar. It's always the Mishneh Berurah that adds it in. In Hilchos Chitza and Simen Shin Chavav, Mishneh Berurah sticks in that Siftes, Mutzer lirchitz ponav yodav aragel b'dvarim shinim mishirim sar. You let her wash your hands and face. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu afinum yesh lo izakan, even if he has a beard, vodin sar reishay, ach shlo yitzchit ima harichat zelsay, be careful not to squeeze him out. It's always the Mishnah Berurah that throws in that there's an isser d'rabbanan of chitzit v'sar. So b'chlal, la'alacha, it's not so mefurish in the Gemara, it's not so mefurish b'chlal that there's an isser d'araisa. Nevertheless, the Rambam Paskin, And the way the Mishneh Berurah paskins clearly is like the Rambam that there is the Chol HaPachas Isser Derabanan of Shechita Basar. Therefore, if somebody goes to the mikvah on Shabbos and he wants to dry his hair, what's the best way to dry your hair? L'chera, even though Shechita Basar is only Derabanan, and Le'ibud is also another, is Ibud Mutter or not by hair? The Derech is not to keep the water inside of the hair. It's like a beged. It's not like a fruit which the derech is to keep the water inside and therefore squeezing it is going to be mutter lechatzchila when it's le'ibud. Here the derech is by a cow when it's le'ibud, even possibly. By a woman, let's not get into that. I'm getting into trouble. By a beged says, and by sireis, those are mefurish in the rush. The rush says that by beged and by sireis, that since it's the derech to be seichadam, that's why they're different than peris, and even when it's le'ibud, and therefore, there's going to be Isser Daraisa, even though, if it would be Borlea, it would be Isser Daraisa, even though, Ain Shechita Ela B'Zeisam Ha'anovim, when it comes to Begadim, where it's a Derech to be Seichet, there's Isser Daraisa, even if it's not Zeisam Ha'anovim. Therefore, by Sar Isha, it's never going to be Isser Daraisa, because it's not Borlea, but there's still going to be Isser Darabanan, even when it's going L'Chara Le'ibud. So to squeeze out hair, it's two Darabanans, it's first of all, it's not Barilea. Second of all, it's Ibud, but it's to their abundance. What heter do you have to squeeze it out? Therefore, the Ben Ish Chai says, what you could do is take your towel and pat it and put it down on top of your hair lightly, and therefore, it's like a Kelachar Yad, that's not really doing a normal Shechita, and therefore, you have to their abundance and a Kelachar Yad, therefore, it's Mutter. He says there are Chassidim that are Noyeg, Mamish, not to squeeze their hair at all. If you look at Ruchaim Kinevsky and Archaz Yershir, he's extremely machmir with regard to that. Kiddur the stifle was also very machmir, but he didn't mamish, didn't touch his hair afterwards. After he went to the mikvah, he wouldn't even touch anything. Gingerly placed his yarmulke on top of his hair. But aside from that, he would not do any mice of tchita. The Shmir Shabbos Gilchosa, he seems to be more makel, and he says, since you're being so, he says, Bechlal, like we said beforehand, it's not Mefurish, Bechlal in the Gemara, that says, even if there are Abanam, it's Chita Basar. Second of all, it's going to be even. Third of all, you don't even see the water when you're putting a towel on top of your head. It's going straight into the towel. And it's Kalachariyan, Bechlal, he wants to be Mitzadah to be makel in any oifen of drying your hair. Kim Dumani, that the meaning of the oilum of those that are makel to dry their hair is not to press down hard with the towel. Rather, a woman who's able to wrap up her hair, sometimes they wrap up their hair with a towel, but not specifically to press down hard to squeeze out the water, and rather to put that, you could put the towel down lightly on top of your hair and pat lightly, but not mamash to try to do a maisa schita miyodayim. More of a kilachriyan and just getting off the water which is on the outside, not lehedya going ahead and doing a maisa schita like the Mishnah Berurah seems to be machmer. Though he's not talking about a towel here, but certainly just to squeeze out the water of your hair with onto the floor, that the Mishnah Berurah is saying is aser. Now, an interesting thing that Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he mentions that somebody that's underwater, if you want to squeeze out your hair underwater, that you would be allowed to. If you're underwater and you squeeze your hair and let go while you're still underwater, then it's not a problem because that's not considered a ma'aseh schita b'chlal. As soon as you let go, so the water comes back inside. So you didn't tuif anything. That's, we can't reckon that to be considered a ma'aseh schita for kama that the water is coming right back inside. And why is it no problem? Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? Because you want to wash your beard. Why is there no problem with libun? We'll get to sinshin based if that. I don't know. It was something that was squeezing you. Where does it come out? Yeah, that we'll get to in a minute. Why you might be doing such a thing. Therefore, in other words, something schita ain't schita basar b'chlal underwater. And you're not really tuif anything. We don't look at that as a ma'aseh of schita b'chlal. Where is it going to come up? It could come up if you have a longer beard and you're trying to squeeze it out of the mikvah. Another possible place that it could come up is if you want to wash dishes on Shabbos. What's the story with washing dishes on Shabbos? What is the best way or the worst way to wash dishes on Shabbos? The worst way to wash dishes on Shabbos is to take a regular scotch sponge, put it up with water, stick the soap inside, and squeeze it out on top. That, l'chura, is a iser d'oraisa of mefarik. Unless, well, just parenthetically, because I think it happens to be true, that according to the Ravid that understands, the way that the Chazon Ish understands the Ravid, that if you have, the reason why you need a Beis Achiza on a sponge is to make it a Yichud, and that's considered a sponge. And once it's a Yichud that is considered a sponge, then you let it, even if it's a Psik Reisha, that you're going to squeeze it and water is going to come out, it's not a problem, because it's also a Chaz. And therefore it's Mutter L'Chazchila, like opening and closing a door. If that's the case, where they sell, they market them by the millions, these are sponges that are made for cleaning. Then lachar, you don't need any Beis Achiza. That's the biggest yichud. It's created for that. It's clear to everybody that's what it is. Lachar, it should be mutter lachatchila, according to the Ravid, to use these sponges on Shabbos. Lulei de mista fina mina. Happens to be the Shabur seems to be machmer. I'm not telling you to do it. Don't try this at home. But it seems that lachar, according to the Ravid, it should be mutter the way that the Chazon Ish understands the Ravid. Not everybody understands the Ravid like that. Either way, what's the story, now that we know that the Mishnah Berurah passed in like the Rambam, that there's still an Issur d'Rabbanan by something which is not boileya like hair. There's an Issur d'Rabbanan. Okay, what's going to be? The Issur d'Rabbanan. That by things which are not boileya, then what's the story with using plastic and other things like that? Is there a problem with schita with plastic? The chura, if you understand there's a problem with schita with Cyrus, then there's a problem with schita with plastic. And as a matter of fact, Ramesha says, he was asked, in Chelak Aleph Simon Kuf Yud Beis, are you allowed to brush your teeth on Shabbos? Says Ramesha, sure. No problem to brush your teeth on Shabbos, as long as you bear in mind four things. First of all, you cannot use toothpaste because there's a problem with Marech. Second of all, you have to be careful to have you need a special toothbrush for Shabbos. It shouldn't be out over the hole. Third of all, you have to be careful not to wash it beforehand, and you have to be careful not to wash it afterwards. Not to wash it afterwards, it's achana, you're cleaning it for the next time you're going to use it. Not to wash it beforehand, because if the reason why you're washing beforehand is because you want to get out the water, generally that's the way to do it. If you don't have any toothpaste, you put your toothbrush underneath the water, fill it up with water, and then you brush your teeth with a little bit of the water, which is going to come out. Therefore, toiv shaloi lelachlech, the toothbrush because there's a problem of zemet eschita besaris. Kumta is that even though we're talking about plastic, those little bristles are made out of plastic and they're not boilea. Nevertheless, Ramesh understood that there is a problem of schita with these brushes. Now, you could have been mechalik between these brushes and hair and say that hair, if you ever have long hair and it gets full of water, then you see that it all bunches together and it turns into one mass and it looks like it's the water is blue inside. And if you grab the hair and you squeeze it, what's going to happen is water is going to come out. It's mamish like it's very dim, it's a sponge. As opposed to bristles, all the bristles stay in the same place. The bristles aren't moving. Water gets trapped inside of those bristles. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says it's similar smart to this, actually talking about using the bottle brushes to clean out the baby bottles. That the water, it's sort of like a pipe with water inside. The bristles aren't coming together. Therefore, the chori could have been mechalik between them. However, maybe that's really the reason why Ramesha says, the lashon of Ramesha is, he says, Toiv shalo lelachlech b'mayim koidem anikim mechashas schita b'sar. Toiv. He doesn't say that's for sure, Asir. However, even the people that I saw that are mekel, the reason why that they're mekel is the Or Latin is mekel, the Yabi Oimer is mekel, Rav Avad Yosef, he says something which does not apply lechera to Ashkenazim at all, but he says it's schita b'saris, which is only derabanan. And then we have a svek mekel. First of all, is there any Isser by Cyrus Bechlal? Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. According to the Rambam, there is. According to the Rashba, there's not. So it's one suffix. And even if you say that there is Chita B'Sar, but... What's that? He says, the other side is... What's the other reason why? What's there? What? It's not Ha'ilach Li. It's the Arech. Psikresh Le'Nichle. Psikresh Le'Nichle. By the Rabbanan. Thank you. Psikresha le'nichle, thank you. It's a psikresha le'nichle by derabanan. And we have a shayla, what's the halacha is by psikresha le'nichle by derabanan? Like we mentioned in the past, he has 20 pages whether or not we pass from psikresha le'nichle. Rav Avad Yosef has 20 pages whether or not psikresha de'lo'nichle, here it's nichle, psikresha by derabanan, what's the halacha? The mechaber seems to be paskin at the beginning of the Simchat Shiur Yudal, the way Simchat Shiur understands, that psikresha by derabanan is mutter. So mamanav shef, we have a svek sveko by itza derabanan. Cyrus is only into the Rabbanan, the plastic is only into the Rabbanan. Then we have a shayla whether or not it's Cyrus. We have a shayla whether or not it's even a Rabbanan. Even if it isn't a Rabbanan, maybe it's a psikresha by a Rabbanan is mutar lechatchila. Now the problem is the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Rambam that there is a Issa Rabbanan by Cyrus, and he paskins lehedya that from the Magen Avraham, the Kiv Eger, Eli Rabba, Ramah, Goyim that there's a Issa Rabbanan by even by psikresha by a Rabbanan it's still aser. The Chari don't really have the sex veiko because both of them are pashtas. What the lachem? Toothbrush is certainly not going to do the kaka, but it's still going to be asked to be the Ravana. Any synthetic is going to be. There are those that are makel because it's also you have Beis Achiza. Beis Achiza, Kilachar Yad, Kudayma, those are makel. However, Lamaisa Ramesha is Mahmurin, it seems that many are naig like that. The truth is, if you take a toothbrush, I tried this last night, and you dip it into water, or you put it underneath the water, you turn it upside down, any water that will come off, and then squeeze the bristles together. You'll see a bunch of water will come out. It definitely traps the water inside. The bristles are very closely packed together, and therefore it traps the water inside.
Is
Sargadula Karka? That's a very good question. Ayin Shom Negletau. Depends whether or not you learn that a person is considered Gadula Karka. It's telling that. In Dosh Zayin Dalit. That's from Ben Tam Zarah. Ayin Shom, he talks about that. Whether or not Cyrus considered Gedule Karka. Now, this is only when the Cyrus are, when the bristles are closely packed together. But if they're not closely packed together, which is the case by many toilet brushes, that the bristles are not so closely packed together, then in such cases, certainly if it does not retain the water, it's not a problem. Now, maybe possibly you could be makel by toilet brushes for a number of reasons, even if it does have water. Why? First of all, generally when you use it, you're using it underwater. And if you're not using it underwater, then you could flush the toilet and use it while the water is coming down. Therefore, you're using it, you're doing a schita on cyrus underneath the water, which Rosh Hashanah Zalman said is going to be mutter. Besides for the fact that it's loinichalei, the water, it's psikresh loinichalei by cyrus, it's going liibud, you have no interest in it. What? You don't need the water which is coming out. You need the bristles to schmooze. But you have I'm talking about you're doing it underwater. Underwater and just flushing the toilet. You have tons of water coming down. Niagara, as we call it. It's the Niagara. All the water is coming down. You don't need the little bit of droplets of water which are coming out of your mamash. You have no interest in it whatsoever. You don't need a bichlal. There's a beis yad. According to the rabbi, for sure it's going to be mutter. L'chera, and b'makom kavod abrias, we have kama v'kama mechemes to be mekel l'chera. Certainly, the best thing to do though is that you should do it underwater. So therefore, if it's underwater, it's underwater. If it's not, flush the toilet and then use it. And then
when is the derabana going to be eschiza?
Why is that not enough for kavod abrias? Question is when we master kavod abrias, when we don't master kavod abrias, and whether or not it's a master of kavod abrias, or it's not a master of kavod abrias. And
if you don't arrive at Ram of Rashi, it's a suffix.
Good. I don't know if we matter every single kavod abrias and what's considered kavod abrias. Let's say you run away, nobody knows. Was that considered kavod abrias? Like, is that, how do we down the kavod abrias? You go into somebody else's house and you don't know who used it, right? Where do we down the kavod abrias? Okay. Either way, l'chera, there's enough of a reason to use it. Now, the question is, what's the story with using the various different possibilities to try this at home. Washing dishes on Shabbos. Now, using a regular sponge, l'chur, is problematic. Using a regular scotch bright sponge, the ones that look like this but are not made for Shabbos, those are very problematic. Those are real sponges, and therefore, I tried it last night. You pick it up, all the water runs out, and you wait for the water to finish out, then you squeeze it, and approximately half a cup of water comes out afterwards. It's a regular sponge, and therefore it squeezes out. Now, there's other types of, this is supposedly a sponge for cleaning, and it has an extra from everybody, because there's no reason that it shouldn't. This is a fancy plastic bag. There's no water can get trapped inside. Certainly, it's mutter. Igrata does have a little bit of, it has bristles, harder bristles, softer bristles. It definitely could work. Some people say that it does work, some people say it doesn't work. Either way, well, I didn't try this. This is not mine. I did not try this last night. No. It was here on Yeshiva. Certainly, l'chur, this should not be a problem. It's not porleia. You're not squeezing anything out. It doesn't retain any water. There's no reason why it shouldn't work. The question is everything else. We have one of these. This is a supposedly kosher innovation. I don't know. I don't want to say anything. This is an innovation that's supposed to be kosher for Shabbos. It's a plastic, it has a plastic handle with bristles coming out of the bottom, and you could actually put soap in the top and it comes out as you smush the bottom. It has bristles in the bottom. The question is, what's the story with these bristles? These bristles retain water. Do they not retain water? I actually brought this to Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz probably about 10 or 11 years ago. It wasn't this exact one, no. It was red, actually. And I got it as a present. Somebody gave it to me a present to use for Shabbos. I wanted to know, can I use it? So I brought it to him and I said, can I use this? He says, of course you can use it. It's not on Shabbos. So, as somebody told me on Thursday when he saw me holding it, he says, oh, I once brought that to Yitzchak Berkowitz on Shabbos and he wouldn't touch it. So, if you look at it, you stick it into water and you let the water to drip off and then you squeeze, you get plenty of water coming out. It certainly retains water similar to a... It certainly retains water similar to a toothbrush. That's and therefore, if you're using it on top of the water, l'chera, it would be problematic. Like a toothbrush, if you hold that a toothbrush is problematic, then l'chera, one should not use that. Even though it's a beis achiza, according to the Ravid, l'chera should be mutter. However, the way the Mishnah were paskin, l'chera is problematic. However, if you're using it underwater, l'chera, then l'chera, the same way that Rosh Hashanah says to squeeze out the hair underneath the water, and like we were saying beforehand, in such a case we're using it underwater, I would think that you would not have to be makbid to use that wet. It shouldn't be a problem to use it. Now, the question is, with the other two, this is using steel wool. L'chera also, it retracts water, even though it doesn't, it's not a sponge. Steel wool, this is not steel wool. Steel wool does trap water, and after you can squeeze it and you'll get water out. Similarly to this thing also. Pot cleaner, especially for Teflon pots. I don't know how to explain it. You can see it. Scotch-Brite. Also, it also retains water, and it squeezing it out is similar to squeezing out a sponge. The questions are the things in between. You have these plastic nets, or this plastic sponge, which looks like a scotch, like the regular sponge, but it retains no water. You stick it in and you pick it up and all the water comes out. As a matter of fact, you dump it in water, all the water comes out within a few seconds. And when you squeeze it, you're not going to get any... I should let the water come out. You do get a little bit more water out. But after...
You do that,
we shouldn't get it.
What? You
can use anything
on the lawn,
I'll give you water. No, regular sponge not. Wait till it's done. You get slightly bit what? There is a slight more because you're forcing out the last drops from beforehand. But if you let it drip out, then Pashta said it'll drip out. It doesn't retain any water ba'etza. The question is though, what happens now that all the water supposedly came out? What happens when I squeeze it now and my hand is wet? Where's all that water from? Where did that water come from? Is that water trapped inside? Is that water what? So the truth is that these little plastic pieces are all interlocking one next to another, and they're all, so it seems that there is water which is trapped inside. The only question is that considered the same thing you could say about this sponge? There's water, all the little plastic pieces, whenever you make a net, so then the net is somehow, each piece is interlocking with the next piece. So wherever it interlocks, there's always a little bit of water, theoretically, that can get trapped inside. Is that problematic or not? Is that a problem of schita? Or only in a case where it's, you have like something which is similar to hair, where your mamash see that the whole thing comes together, you have a bunch of water together, that's squeezing it out of the pot. For example, what's the story when you wash your hands? And you wash your hands, and you have on your hands, if you look at your hands closely, you'll see that some of the hairs, it's not just one together. You have two hairs together, or possibly even three hairs coming out in very, very close proximity. Is there a problem to dry your hands? Because there's water trapped in between those two or three hairs? How come we don't find anybody that says it's usher to dry your hands? Why? Because the hairs are not close to each other. What do you mean? There's a lot of hairs that are close to each other. You have two or three hairs in a few different places that are close to each other. So why is that not a problem?
Between the hair and the skin,
lechora, is not a problem because therefore you're not squeezing anything out. It's just surface tension that's keeping it there. But if you have the Ketoret HaShulchan, Reb Chaim Noah, in the end of Kuf Lama Gimel, Tzivkat and Ches, he talks about actually squeezing out eyelashes. He says your eyelashes are like bristles to a certain extent. They don't fold together. He says maybe the only time there's a problem with schita by hair is not when you have the whole hair gets soaking wet and therefore it turns into one mass. And therefore, squeezing it out is like a mice, it looks like it's a balloon inside, and therefore, when you squeeze it, it looks like you're squeezing out something from a sponge. However, where you have the hair, each hair stands by itself, then we don't look at that as a mice of schita and wouldn't be a problem. And where you don't have a lot of hair together, we don't look at that as a mice of schita. So therefore, on your hands and on your legs and ukadrima, other places where there's not so much hair, then there wouldn't be a problem to dry those places because it doesn't look like schita. The question is really, with these brushes, how do we look at it? You don't have a lot of pieces together. You have a lot of individual pieces with a tiny little bit of water in between those pieces. So if you have 40 places on your hand where you have three hairs coming out, and each one of those 40 places, you have one drop of hair between the three hairs, then you're not allowed to squeeze it? Even though, is that a maizah schita? Or no, we don't look at that as schita because we don't see it as a maizah schita. The shadows with this, do we see it as a maizah schita? If I squeeze it now and nothing comes out, so where's the maizah schita? I'm squeezing it, nothing's coming out. Because my hand gets wet, so therefore now I look at it as a ma'isa of schita. I'm not exactly sure why v'etzem we should don this make a ma'isa of schita, but really the shaila is: had we done the iser of schita basar, what was the iser of schita basar? Is it iser because it looks like it's balu inside? Is it because v'etzem it's trapped inside? Certain times we're makbid, certain times we're not makbid. L'chura also to use it if it's like schita basar, l'chura to use these things underneath the water shouldn't be a problem also. Also, there's definitely makom to use it underneath the water. Not to use it above the water, I would think there's also makom to be makom. I'll ask this because it's not my tzitzchita. If you could use a plastic bag, then matayv manoim, tavol erbocha, you're not getting any shyness. Or you could use one of these, fancy plastic bag. But lechur, there is makom to be makom for certainly these types of things which... There, we don't really see any water that's trapped inside. It doesn't look like it's baluan. You squeeze it afterwards. It has to be the type that you squeeze it and you're not getting a train of water. If you're getting a trail of water that's coming out, then it does look like a regular sponge. But if, in a case where it doesn't look like that, l'chur, there's a big makom to be mekel that it shouldn't be a problem of schita. And that's it. What did we say, baby wipes? Okay, baby wipes. What's the story with baby wipes? Bottom line with baby wipes. Now, there's a lot been written on baby wipes, and it's very common in just about every single house, whether it's for a child or whether it's for an adult. Many people use it. Baby wipes, whether it's baby wipes or not. And there are many gedolei poskim that seem to clear that there's ideas that they matter them, like Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Rav Moshe, and the family used it, as it's brought down to be divided to Bum, it's been kufyud, that the Rav Moshe's family did use baby wipes on Shabbos. Misad Sheni, there are other gedolim that clearly said that it's a problem, and Chas Yitzchak, he never mattered it, and even the Shevet HaLevi seemed to be chayzer, and say that it's Tzak Aser, Chaim Pinchas. There's a letter from Chaim Scheinberg that he's extremely emphatically answers it, and there's no way. Rabbi Falk, Kiyodua, is Meirich to answer it. And he actually states, he says, even people that are Shemer Shabbos in all other areas with regard to this, seems that they're Mechal Shabbos, they're certainly Mechilim, and they're certainly Mechmirim. Yitzi Kaplan is not going to be machnas reishi bein aharim alalo or between the rest of the guys in the chabura. I'm not interested in getting tomatoes thrown at me. But either way, I just want to clarify what's for sure mutter, what's for sure aser, and what the nekudas shaila is. That way, even those that use them or even those that don't use them will know in a time of need what they could do and what they can't do, and what maybe the oifen haheter and oifen ha mutter is to use them. Now, according to the Rambam, certainly the bottom line is, I wrote, what's the bottom line? Can you use baby wipes on Shabbos? The bottom line is, if it's a dover shina miskaven, and it's not a psik ratio, then it's mutter. That's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. If it's a dover shina miskaven, it's not a psik ratio, then it's mutter. That's the bottom line. Now, with that in mind, let us try to handle a little bit what the shayla is. According to the Rambam, that says that there's no schita. There's only the schita by begadim is only malaben, but there's no mafarik. Mashmois is that there is no itzer daraisa bechlal with regard to schita's begadim. Then lechera we have a big kula to be mekel. Why? We're starting off with the derabanan. When we're using begadim, there's never going to be itzer daraisa of schita. First of all, as malaben, we don't have any shailas over here of squeezing out the baby wipes because they're disposable, like we said before. Bechlal, the whole thing is a ma'aseh of lichluch. It's not a ma'aseh of libun. That's not a shaila bechlal. That's all the pesukim say pechon. The only shaila is with regard to mafarik. With regard to mafarik, there's a big tzad to say, like the Rambam, l'chur that it's going to be, there's no schita by begodim, and therefore there's no mafarik midaraisa by begodim, and therefore we're only handling a darabanan. It's interesting to note, if you look at the Shvitas of Shabbos, at the beginning of the Sefer, he brings down a bunch of tshuvas from a Rebbe Avraham ben Arambam. Rebbe Daniel wrote a bunch of questions that he had on the Rambam, and the Rebbe Avraham ben Arambam answers them back. One of the questions that he asks is that how could the Rambam say that when you're choyvel in a behima, you're usher, when you get the dam at mefarik, ein schita le begdule karka. As they frek there. The Rebbe Magid actually answers the question. The Rebbe Magid says he holds that a behima is considered gdule karka. The Seder. Says Rebbe Avraham ben Arambam, you missed the boat. There's a difference between dush and mefarik. Dush is the av malacha. Mefarik is a toldo. Now, when you milk a cow, is that dush? Are you threshing the cow? No, you're not threshing the cow. So it's not daima be'etzem. So we see that the tolda doesn't have to be mamash like the av. Even though ain disha lebegdule karka, mefarik, which is the tolda of the dush, is a filo shle begdule karka. As they look to Rebbe Avraham to answer up the Rambam. That's what he says. There are shitas out there that hold that in a chanami, taka doesn't have to be a dule karka. Not only that, even though we mentioned before that the Prima Gadim says that the beged has to be dule karka, it's interesting to note that the going out of order a little bit. La'alok l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins with regard to begadim, not like the Rambam, and he says that there is an iser daraisa of mefarik by a beged. He says if the hole is on top of the barrel and you're squeezing out the wine from inside of the shmata into the barrel, chayv midaraisa, he says. So we see that he holds that there is a iser of daraisa by begadim. Not only that, the Rav Shlomo Zalman says that in Shulchan Shlomo, that we mentioned before about with regard to this, the silk, he says he's mitzadeh that possibly you don't need the whole klal of a gedulei karka when it comes to begadim, because since all begadim absorb the liquid from outside, the whole inyan of gedulei karka is if that's the way that it grew, that's the way that they were connected, is dafka by gedulei karka we're machmer. But something where the whole way that it absorbs is from outside, then there's no mila to the fact that it's gedulei karka. Gedulei karka just means that's how it was b'teilada. If that's not how it was b'teilada, either way, then why do we need gedulei karka? It's mitzad that it should be also. Interestingly enough, as far as I know, I don't recall one place that the Mishnah Berurah says with regard to begadim that has to be gedulei karka. as far as I recall, offhand, I don't think I saw it in Shin Aleph, in Shin Beis, or in Shin Chaf, that he says that it has to be Gdul Karka. It is mentioned in Shin Yutes, in the Bir Halacha, Kila Achar Yadam, he's quoting Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, Afla Dasar Moish, the Tzadet, Udafke Barek, the Kamoite in Disho Mamre, Ala Gdul Karka, but he's talking about the regular Disho, and he's quoting a Lashon Rabbi Kiva Eger. To say that with regard to Begadim, it has to be Gdul Karka, it's interesting to note that the Mishnah Berurah never, doesn't quote that from Begadim, it sounds almost like this Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that when it comes to Begadim, it doesn't have to be Gdul Karka. Either way, even if we go like the Prima Gadim, it has to be Gedulei Karka. Nevertheless, we pass it now like the Rambam, that it's Shaykh Itza Daraisa by Sita. Therefore, if your Kavana is to take a baby wipe and squeeze it out, to be able to get liquid, that, lachar is Isser Daraisa, if it's Gedulei Karka. If a baby wipe is Gedulei Karka, according to everybody, it's Isser Daraisa. If your Kavana is to squeeze it out, even according to Mekilim, according to anybody, you're taking it and you're squeezing it out, then you want to get out the Mashkin, to use the Mashkin, it's going to be an Isser Daraisa. That lachar is clear according to everybody. That's not a shayla, that's not the nidun that we're handling. Therefore, certainly, anybody that's using a baby wipe cannot go ahead lahedya to have Kavana to squeeze it out to extract the water, lecharet. Is it considered leibur? We'll get to it in a minute. Maybe we can dan the tzad that out leibur. Now, in a case where the baby wipe is soaking wet, like we had before, and we dipped it into the water, and its mom is soaking wet, and there's enough liquid on the outside that you don't have to squeeze at all. Its mom is sopping wet. And you don't have to, you just drag it across, and there's tons of water that comes out without doing a ma'aseh shechita. In such a case, also, there's enough water on the outside that with any ma'aseh of pushing, you have plenty of water, then there's no problem to use such a baby wipe. And as long as your kavanah is not to squeeze it out, it's not a psikration that you can squeeze it out because you have so much water on the outside. And it's a davar shein miskaven, and lachar it should be mutter, even if we're handling a shayla of a daraisa. If you have no interest in it and you have no tailas from it, then that's not what you're trying to do. It's a davar shein miskaven. You're doing it in a light enough way that it's not a psik ratio, then it should be mutter. That is meikur dedina lachar. It should be mutter. Now, that's not the shayla. The shayla is everything else. A regular standard baby wipe in the normal way that people use the baby wipe. Either they take one together, they take two together, they fold it over, they press down a little bit harder, they press down, they get a little bit of the dirt off. All these cases, are those cases mutter to use baby wipes or not? Now, first of all, you have to find whether or not these things are gedulei karka or not gedulei karka. Are these made out of synthetics or not made out of synthetics? That's a big shayla, actually, because it depends who you ask and what type it is. It seems that most of them do have gedulei karka inside of it. Either 50-50, or they used to be made 75% with cotton, now it could be that it's less than that, it's not exactly clear. The shayla is, let's say you understand that it's only, they seem to all have some sort of gedulei karka inside. As a matter of fact, even synthetic, which is made out of, a lot of the synthetics are made out of neft, kerosene, which is like, it also comes out of the ground. They also mine that from the ground. And there's a tzad that anything which comes out of the ground also has a din of gedulei karka. And it's true over there, it seems to be mitzadeh, that offer, since it comes from the ground, even though it's not gedulei karka, also has a din. And those that seem to say that anything which comes out of the ground is din gedulei karka. But even, we'll leave that on the side, we're not going to go like that, we'll say dafka, something which grows in the ground is din gedulei karka. It seems that most of these have some sort of either pulp, wood pulp, or some sort of cotton inside to make it absorbent, and these are gedulei karka. The shayla is, can we say that it's batel b'roiv? Is there such a tzad to say, let's say it's 25% cotton and 75% synthetic. So when you squeeze it, we look at the as not gedulei karka as opposed to gedulei karka. Does that work or does not that work? I have no answer as whether or not that works or not doesn't work. I know there's an interesting shayla that Rabbi Eider asked for Moshe in Chelek Dalet Ayin Dalet Hilchos Bishul. He asked him, he says, let's say you have a pot of food, which is mostly a solid, and it's a little bit of a liquid, and it cooled down. The halacha is when a solid cools down, there's ein bishul achar bishul. A liquid cools down, yesh bishul achar bishul. He says, can we say, if it's only a mi'at, that it's not a problem, and you're allowed to reheat it? Says Ramesha, I'm sorry, I really didn't understand the question. What's the difference? Just a lot is little. Bishul is, you're not allowed to do bishul in a little bit. V'chimoter levashol mech chasushir. Like Mar says, $9. What type of business is this? What's the heter? says maybe atlach shen itzdanen. It's possible to be mikol because it's a machlokes rishonim. The Rosh says mutar lachatchila, so therefore the mitzad. But something certain was mavasha. So the question is, if you have a baby wife which is made 75% nagadulei kach, 75% gadulei kach, and you squeeze something out, do we dan be bechalik maybe and say no? We dan every chiluk of the baby wife as a roiv. What? But is there also gadulei kach? The question is also gedulei karka. So if something's coming out of gedulei karka, how do you done that? I'm not exactly sure we've done that. But noniach that it's and therefore yesh line whether or not it's a problem of gedulei karka. You want to say that it's a psikresha? Maybe it's a suffix psikresha. I don't know what it's made out of. So therefore, I don't know what it's made out of. Therefore, it's not a problem. That might be help you for the first week. Even if you want to say that is, that'll help you for the first week until you can be mevar. Every suffix psikresha is only if you can be mevar. It's simple to call up the company and ask them. And generally, they'll tell you what it's made out of, even though they won't give you exactly what they put inside, because that's classified information. But they will tell you what it's made out of. Therefore, yesh line whether or not you could just say, "Oh, I'm never gonna find out." It's always gonna be some situation. Also, it's not gonna help you if you're mechavin to squeeze it out. If you're pressing it and your kavan is to get out the water, then it's not a psik ratio. So it's only sub psik ratio. But where it's not a psik ratio, where that's what you're mechavin to do, certainly there's no hetzer to do that. Now, So even if you want to say that it's not gedulei karka, first of all, we had a tzad in Rav Ram ben Arambam that it's still a problem, Shlomo Zalman still a problem, but we will say that it's not gedulei karka. So there's one tzad to say that maybe it's a kula, we're handing already a seder rabbanim. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not that's a metzias, every person, even if you want to be mekel, you have to find out that that's the case with yours beforehand. Then there's another tzad of hoylach zibud. That means when you're using a baby wipe, where's the water going? It's going into the dirt, and you're going into the garbage can. L'chur, there's a big tzad to say, that is Herlich Liebman. As a matter of fact, Reb Moshe seems to say that in a tshuva on Chelek Beis Simen Ayin. He seems to say that with regard to washing down a table, he was asked, can you use a paper, wet a paper, and wash down a table, clean a table? Is that mutter? He's mitzvah that is considered Herlich Liebman, the water. What do you mean? You're using the water to clean the table. Now the Shlomo Zalman says the same thing also with regard to the baby wipes and the miluim. It's actually brought down in the regular, in the new volume, they put it down in the regular, that there's such a tzad that is considered hoylech li'ibud because you're not retaining the liquid afterwards. Hoylech li'ibud, then we're also not handling a deraisa. The only problem is that's quite a chiddush to say that that's considered hoylech li'ibud because you're using the liquid on the way out. So you're right, that's going li'ibud at the end of the day, but using it on the way out. As a matter of fact, Shlomo Zalman himself in the Shmir Shabbat Chas in that Ara says, it happens to be a chiddush, and in a mokum achar, we're not the way. In the Tzitz Eliezer, Tzitz Eliezer brings it down, that chelik tes simen yud zayin, and we found it. And he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself there says with regard to cotton swab that if you want to squeeze it out with a little bit of alcohol to clean the vein before giving a injection, he says that should be, one should not do that, even though it's going to the ibud afterwards. But lamaisi being mishtamash with the liquid as you're squeezing it out, and therefore that's a problem of schita. Not only that, Rav Moshe, there's many, many questions on this Rav Moshe. Everybody really tries to understand why Rav Moshe mattered you to take a napkin, wet it, squeeze it out, and rub down the table. And therefore, it's not exactly what Rav Moshe is talking about, but Reuven Feinstein was Masbir, that what Rav Moshe was saying, this is brought down in Children in Halacha, Children in Halacha, Rabbi Simcha Ben Kohen Sefer, in the back, chapter, I think, 13. He explains, he says what he heard. Actually, Rav Falk said this without Niva v'lo yodam aniva, says Reb Reuven Feinstein, that that's talk of what Reb Moshe was talking about in the Tshuva, was that he was talking about if you have crumbs on the table and you want to clean the crumbs. No, you don't want to clean the table, you want to catch all the crumbs. So you want to wet the paper, b'chlal, so it should just catch all the crumbs. Therefore, you're not trying to clean the table, you have no interest in squeezing it out, you have no interest in cleaning down the table. All you're trying to do is get a little bit of moisture on the napkin, that the crumbs should stay attached to the napkin, and therefore any liquid that comes out is taka hoylech li'ibud, and that taka is not a problem. So the chur is a chiddush to say that that would be considered hoylech li'ibud. As a matter of fact, the pashas of the Gemara and daf kuf mem heyom and aleph, which we learned, is not that way. The Gemara is mitzad lechatchila. When you squeeze grapes on top of a challah, so that it should be able to make it shiny. The Gemara wanted to say that's considered hoylech li'ibud because it doesn't stay on top of the grapes, it just makes it shiny, but after that it runs off and gets burnt up by the fire. And the Gemara comes out and it's at the end of the day, not that way. The Gemara says, Rashi says, that's not considered hoylech li'ibud. You're getting a shine on the way to ibud. It's giving, it's lending a shine to the challah. That is not considered li'ibud, and therefore it would be asher. Reb Asher Weiss, he has numerous tshuvas with regard to baby wipes. He is one of the big matirim of baby wipes. He brings a raya from a ritva on Daf Nun Amud Aleph that seems to say that when you're poitzei azeisim, which was Gemara, is brought down an hour ago, so if you want to smash olives to clean your hands, then it's mutter, says the ritva, even though the water is, even though it's hoylech li'ibud, it's not a problem of tchita, because the liquid is hoylech li'ibud. Shailas, you're using it to wash your hands. What do you mean it's hoylech li'ibud? The mashmois is that even though you're using it to wash your hands, but since after that it's going li'ibud, it's, you're not retaining it in a kli, therefore it's considered hoylech li'ibud. It's not 100% clear that that is what the ritva is talking about, that those that learn that the ritva is talking about a case where you're using the actual olive. However, there is a big mashmois from this ritva. I don't know how he reconciles it. As a matter of fact, I saw some of the price gates money, they asked this, that I don't know how you reconcile that with that ritva, that seems to say clearly not that way. That's not considered li'ibud. So it's a shayla whether or not we can reckon this to be considered li'ibud or not. Now, regardless of what Ramesha was talking about, or Ramesha was not talking about in that tshuva, there's the Eidos in Vidibar Tabom at the end of the Simon Kufyud that Ramesha's family used baby wipes on Shabbos. It says Zichar, he points out, certainly you can't be Mechava Lehedia to squeeze out the water. That everybody holds. That you're not going to do. And therefore, but they used baby wipes on Shabbos. Now, the Savior. There's another tzad to be made, and that is that there's not so much water, liquid in the baby wipes. And really, depending on the type of baby wipes that you have, the taka is, there seems to be a lot of baby wipes that you have to really squeeze with all your might to be able to get out some sort of liquid to come out. There's very, very little, small amounts of liquid just coming out, and most people don't squeeze it that hard. And therefore, lechur, there's not a problem of secretion, because the amount that you have to be chayiv for, so those that are mitzad, the only time you chayiv for schita is dafka when it's, you squeeze out enough liquid that it's tefeach almanas latviach. Tefeach almanas latviach means you got enough liquid on the thing that you're squeezing it out onto that if it touched, something else touches that, you'll feel the moisture on, you'll be able to give moisture over to the next thing. It's on, I squeeze it onto the table, and I take it off of the table with my hand, and I'll feel the moisture on my hand. I'll be able to feel the moisture on my hand. That's the Ve'ech Manas Tatviyach. The Shaila is, do you have that enough, that amount in a baby wipe? But there's really a bigger Shaila, and that is, who said that that's mutter? Who said that there's a shear of Ve'ech Manas Tatviyach? The halacha is, it seems clear in Tafri Yishud Gimel, which was on the Marma Kavis, Tafri Yishud Gimel, about the baby wipe that they wiped, that they dried out before Shabbat. That they dry their hands on a towel before Yom Kippur, and then they want to use that towel to put on their eyes to cool them down. The halacha is, we're not chayshish for schita because there's so little water. We're not chayshish for schita. What does that mean? We're not chayshish for schita because there is no way to schita. Or like we said beforehand, then in such a case we have no toyelas by squeezing it out. We're not chayshish. You're going to come to schita. So to over here, so that says there is no way to lachar. The svara, the pashas svara is that there should be no difference whether or not how much it is. There should be also al chas yishir. There are those that say that fakirat, when it's soaking wet with water, like we said beforehand, when there's a lot more, it's more, it's a better type of baby wipe, and therefore better wipe of baby wipe, that you could just put it down. There's enough water on the surface that without pressing down, you're getting enough water just on the surface with the baby wipe. This baby wipe, if you with anybody wants to see it, is without putting any pressure at all, you have a decent amount of liquid which is coming out. And therefore, since there's enough liquid which is coming out without pressing it, then you don't need the liquid which is inside. Without dunking it in water, before we dunked it in water, if you have a gishmaka baby wipe that's wet enough, that has enough liquid on the outside, then in a chanami, then there's no reason bichlal that you should have to press down. And since there's no reason that you should have to squeeze out any more liquid, then it's a davashinu miskaven. The davashinu miskaven, that matters everything. That matters the rice, the abundance, you name it. It's a davashinu miskaven. I don't need that, and I don't have any intention for that. And therefore, lechura, something like that, should be mutter. Now, and as a matter of fact, if you look at the Minchas Asher's tshuva, this is his basic kula, and that is that he checked numerous types of baby wipes, and each one he said with lechitza kal and lechitza yoter chazaka, whether you use just a little bit or use a little bit stronger, he says he does not see any difference. If there's a tiny little bit of difference, he says possibly there's a tiny amount of difference, certainly not if the creation of that's going to have more, and therefore it's a davar shemiskaven, and therefore it's mutter.
Why is it better than what you were saying before about Shabbos?
That what?
That it's trapped in there.
No. So you have to know what the Metzius is. Very good. That's the truth, is you really have to know what the Metzius is. Where is the water? Where is the water on this thing? The water is on top. Certainly it's not on top. Like the way that the Rafal says it, he says if you hold it up like this, you're not going to see any water dripping down, right? What does it mean that it's on top? What does it mean that it's... As a matter of fact, interestingly, I saw this, somebody actually printed out for me a little bit about baby wipes on Thursday, and I saw Rav Falk, the Haggah and the Rav Falk say for quotes the exact same lesson. They say that the absorbency of baby wipes is up to from 200 to 600% of its weight. That means the baby wipe can hold almost, on average, between about 400%, 400 times its weight in liquids. Now, if most of the liquid is on top, and you don't need anything to come out from the inside, so why do they make such fancy, absorbent, bouncy baby wipes? Well, hurry without that. Make the garbagey stuff and put the stuff on the top. As a matter of fact, interestingly enough, we have the ideas of Ramayish, we have the ideas of Rav Shlomo Zalman. The question is that some people say that Matthias changed. How are you supposed to know that Jesus changed? Jesus changed, Jesus didn't change. How different can a baby wipe be? It's very hard to understand what went on. I did find something interesting. Rabbi Avram Rubin from Rehovot, from the Hechsher Rubin, he was asked almost 30 years ago, when they first came out with baby wipes, he was asked to go down to a factory to give a Hechsher on the baby wipes. Rabbi Rubin's Hechsher on baby wipes, that they could be used for Shabbos. Now they would give a Hechsher for Pesach. But he wanted to give him a Hechsher for Shabbos. So he said that the Metzius was, in those days, that the baby wipes were not so absorbent. They were very thin. He says actually in those times they were 75% cotton, and the water was basically spread out evenly throughout the top on the all over the entire thing, and without any difference of doing it special on Shabbos that you do it during the week, the way regular way you use it at work, you were able to get enough liquid out, and therefore it wasn't a psikreish b'chlal. And certainly in those days, in Echami, it could very well be that it was possible not to squeeze it out. Now I'm not saying that the Metzius is bizmaninu, that there isn't an baby wipes that are like that. You just have to find your baby wipe first, and you can't just presume that your baby wipe is like that. Certainly these baby wipes don't have so much on top. You have to press down a little bit to be able to get out. Then there's the other baby wipes. We even have...
Thank you. That'd be beautiful.
We have different types of baby wipes that have different, are much thicker, and they contain much more. And just by a slight amount pressing down, in a Hanami there is a decent amount of liquid comes out. In those cases, the L'chura, if you are able to get the liquid which is just on the top, then L'chura should be mustard. The question is also, what do we consider the liquid on the top? How much is liquid on the top? If that's a little bit of pressure, then how do you know if you're getting from the top or from the inside? And what does it mean that it's on the top? Or also, it's not exactly clear. What does it mean that it's on the top? If you just touch it, you get wet. You don't usually get so much wet from the top. Therefore, it's not exactly clear what the case is that it's on top. Certainly, if it is wet enough, then lechur, it shouldn't be a problem. As long as davashin miskaven, you don't have to press down, then in the chanami, it shouldn't be a problem. Now, what does it come out in halacha lemaisa? Halacha lemaisa is that certainly you're not allowed to be mechaven to squeeze out the baby wipe. You're not allowed to press down hard to get out liquid. The shaila is really, when a person is using a baby wipe on a Tuesday afternoon, is their intention to squeeze out the baby wipe or not? What are they trying to do? Most people don't think about what they're doing. You just clean that baby as quick as possible. And that's actually, as some of Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, when he said that some people are makel, he says he couldn't understand how people could say that you should be makel just to do it lightly. He says the baby is squirming around. You want to clean the baby as quick as possible. Just do it calmly and lightly without any... He says it's hard to... Sometimes in a chavim, maybe it's not kind of moving around. But in a case where it is moving around, what is the person mechavim for on a Tuesday afternoon? Is he trying to be seichet or is he not trying to be seichet? That's really the question. That's what it boils down to. Is it a davar miskaven or is it a davar shein miskaven? The Aruch HaShabbos in the back really clears the shayla. He says, what does the person be mechavim to do? So, in a case where a person doesn't have enough of a liquid and he presses down to get out some more liquid, then that certainly is a maisa where you be mechavim to get out more liquid. Now, what happens when you have a case of where it's a little bit dirty and you need to press down with the baby wipe to scratch off the dirt? There, the reason why you're applying pressure is not to squeeze out the liquid. You're trying to apply pressure to get the dirt off, to scrape it off, and you just can't get it off. Like you use your foot on a sponge. The only thing is, when you step down on the sponge shmata, to get and you squeeze back and forth, if liquid comes out, you're very happy, because then it makes it easier for the dirt to come off. So if you press down just a little bit hard and some liquid comes out, you're nichlam. The reason why you're doing it is not to squeeze it out, but if some liquid comes out and that makes it easier for you and it's nicha, then that's like it's a skiva. Chayiv chata. That's the only question. When in such a case like that, you're doing it and you can't make it into a matzav of secretion. So what do we have over here? We have a case, in a case where you're doing bekalus, all the paiskim that seem to be mekel, kimat all of them, say that you have to do it in oifin where it's not a sick ratio, certainly that you're pressing down. Therefore you have to do it lightly in an oifin that it's not going to be, there's enough liquid on the outside that you should try this during the week to see which one has the most liquid on the outside that shouldn't be a problem, that shouldn't be a sick ratio to use it. Certainly to just give a clear heter to use baby wipes as you want, I don't know any kamat, any paisik that says that, because what? Because when you tell somebody that it's mutter to use baby wipes, then certainly that means that there's no isur shechita by baby wipes. It doesn't mean that you have to be careful when you use the baby wipe. It means that there's no isur shechita. If there's no isur shechita by baby wipes, I don't know any paisik that says that there's no isur shechita by baby wipes. So certainly you just have to know how to use the baby wipe. Let's just clarify one thing also. Let's say if it's a davar shina miskaven, if there's enough liquid on the outside, which you have to find the metzius of yours, whether or not it has enough liquid on the outside without pressing down and squeezing anything out. That you have to find it yourself. You can see for yourself. We have all the types of baby wipes here. Try it yourself. See a little bit and see a little bit of pressure. See if there's any difference which comes out. And whichever one works for you, terrific. You could use that one, at least find out beforehand, before Shabbos, to know which one. Those that are doing most of the diaper changing should be informed that they cannot press down hard to be extracting any liquid, and that should not be their kavana. Now, if it's a davar miskaven, then even if you're going to say it's synthetic, it's a derabanan, and it's terich le'ibud, it's another derabanan, it's still not going to matter. Unless you want to say it's a terich for the tinik, which is also not so posh that it's considered a terich for the tinik, it's a terich for the adult, it's not a terich for the tinik. The tinik is doing just fine if you give him a bath with water and pat him dry. He would be just the same. For you, it's not so gishmak. So therefore, you'd rather use the shayla. Is that considered it? Well, you say, listen here. If I'm not going to use a baby wipe, I'm not going to clean him well. If I'm not going to clean him well, then he's going to think it's going to be a tzerich. The seder. Each person for... Either way, certainly you have to know, if you want to be mako, how to be mako. Now, for those that say, Rav Chaim Schoenberg says in his letter, I have it, if anyone wants to see it, he says, gazrinon. Even those that want to do it bekal, gazrinon, that is aser. He was once asked, gazrinon, you can't make up a gzera. He said, I didn't. He said, if you look in the sugya, it's clear from the whole sugya that there were gezer any time. If they said that you can't walk next to a place where you might slip and fall into the water and you might come and squeeze your thing, so certainly in a case where you're holding a baby wipe in your hand and you want to clean, that's nichol, and that gzera is a chelik of not cleaning out. Whether not everybody agrees with him, certainly. Those, like we said before, that are mekel, those that are aser. You have to know how to do it, certainly. Certainly, the best way to do it, that you shouldn't get into any questions, the chero, is to dry out a baby wipe before Shabbos and spritz on the baby and clean the baby like that. Therefore, there's no chashas shechita, and you're getting any liquid which comes inside, you certainly don't want to get out because it's dirty and that's mamish, it's not a psikresh, you're not going to press that hard to get it out, and you don't want it to get out, and you're not trying to get anything out, you're just trying to clean. That's the chara for sure mutter. Even in a case where you didn't dry it out before Shabbos, it's also much better if you spritz the baby first and then you clean with the baby wipe, because then zikr, it's lo ichpas le from the water which is coming out. You have no interest whatsoever, you have enough liquid on the top, you mamish spritz them up. Certainly you have enough liquid on the baby without it. You have to get all over the place. You can't miss any places of dirt. Then you're going to have the same question, obviously. But in the case where you spritz up, certainly in that case...
Why isn't
that lechila? Why isn't that lechila? Because let's say you get to a place, and if you get some of it off, and then you squeeze in a different place. It's just not lechila, because you always have the ability in your hand to squeeze out. As opposed to the case where it's totally dried out. Certainly, just to realize the way, certainly, and adults that want to use it also, that those are adults that use it, there are mekilim. We're not saying this is not mekilim, and you have to know, just find the right baby wipe. Don't do it in a way that is a psik ratio. Don't be mechavim for that. Know how to use it. You certainly can't just master it straight up, because you're getting the shailas of a daraisa.